As Mara mentioned, President Obama will reveal the details of his plan to help struggling homeowners tomorrow in Phoenix. Last month, Arizona suffered the nation's third highest rate of foreclosure. Dolores Fair's home in Tucson entered foreclosure proceedings last summer. Dolores joins us now from her home where she still resides. Dolores, thanks for joining us. And if we could begin talking about what happened. You started off with a fixed rate mortgage on your home and then you refinanced. Why?
Well, I refinanced because I had a son that was critically ill. I was told he was going to die from valley fever. And I decided that I had a ton of equity in my home, and if I refinanced, I could live off that equity and pay a year's payment in advance so I wouldn't have to worry about my home.
And how long ago was this?
This was in the beginning of 2007.
And then what happened with these new terms of your loan?
Well, I was pretty upset about my son and real focused on that and sort of trusted a friend of a friend, and the new terms, I didn't find out till much later, were very bad. I have a balloon payment after 5 years. I paid $20,000 to get into the loan. I have to pay $20,000 to get out of the loan, and my payments are $1,625 a month.
And are you able to afford those payments?
Not at all. Not at all. That's pretty much double what I was paying before.
So President Obama will be talking about his approach to helping out struggling homeowners. He'll be there in Arizona. What would you like to hear?
I would like to hear that there's going to be a real focus on, particularly, I had to declare bankruptcy myself. I'm really excited that there's going to be some specific plans to help families, and particularly giving the bankruptcy court judges the ability to restructure the homeowner debt, to reduce the rate that people are having, minus 13%, and maybe even some principal balance forgiveness. That would be really great. Those are things that would really help me and probably a lot of other people as well.
Dolores, I hate to ask this, but what if the president's new plan won't be enough for you in your situation? What will happen?
Well, I have had this home for 17 years, and have been making payments all that time. The money was put down from my deceased husband's insurance policy. I am going to fight in every way that I can until the last moment when there's nothing else to do. I really refuse to give up my home.
Dolores, we should point out that you work as a mental health professional. May I ask how you've been coping with all of this emotionally?
It has been very stressful, but I believe that my work as a mental health professional lets me know what things like depression look like, and I know how to take care of myself. I get counseling. I have a really, really good support system. I have friends at my church, and I spend a lot of time with my son. I spend a lot of time pulling weeds. That seems to help the frustration sometimes.
Pulling weeds?
Pulling weeds. It's amazing how that works.
Dolores Fair is a homeowner living in Tucson, Arizona. Thanks, Dolores, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.